views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, if there's a specific topic you'd like us to cover, or you simply want to connect with me after the show and say hi, well, connect with me through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address, again, is AskSueLondon.com. Now, Christopher, I got to welcome you back. I missed you last week, my friend.
I know. And one thing, I'm glad that Brian actually chimed in there. And one thing I want to make clear is the reason I wasn't here last week is because the station, not me, Chris DiPaolo, but the station got honored. And the way I said it to you on the phone, I think I said, I'm getting honored. Because that's it was the Rhode Island Blood Center.
That was good.
But you know what? It's a team effort here, and I definitely don't deserve any more credit than anybody else here. Everybody pitches in to support blood drives and all of the things associated with it. So that award was for everybody at the station.
Well, that's great. And you know, I can tell everybody to add to that, WBLQ is such a great team, very supportive in so many ways, and I'm really proud to be part of the station myself, so congratulations, my friend, even though it went to not to you personally, but to the team.
We feel the same way about you and your group of people as well, Sue.
Well, aren't you so sweet? Well, thank you for that, but I got to warn you, I think we're going to have a pretty interesting show tonight. Because I started having some technical challenges again just before we started the show, and the room's getting cold in here, and I'm seeing them all kind of coming in the room to share with messages and ask questions and that of our guests. So I hope you're ready and you slept well last night.
I slept fairly well. I actually didn't get to bed till I was at a dinner last night, too. So I got to bed a little after midnight, and I was up at 5, Sue. So I don't know what that tells you.
You should have called me because I was up at 5 o'clock this morning, too. And I'm not a morning person, so who knows?
I was going to say, if I knew that all the time, I would call you every morning at 5.
No, don't push it. Not every morning. Don't push it.
and that's Eastern time.
Yeah, don't push it, my friend.
Okay, all right.
What do you think, before we get started, that we give away a book?
That sounds great.
Okay, now, do you want to have the winner go into the station, or do you want to send it out?
Either way, it depends on where they're calling from.
Okay, all right. Well, let's say the first caller that calls into the station now is going to win a copy of my personal life story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And this book, in case some of you are not familiar with it, it is my personal journey of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, abuse, a life and death pregnancy, being given just 30 minutes to live in my life, having a near-death experience, and then after going through all of that, learning that my husband of 16 years had a girlfriend. Then I went through a divorce, became empowered, and went on to meet Mr. Right. And together we are soaring. So to win that book, very inspiring story, call Christopher now at 1-800-930-2819. Again, the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. And Christopher, do you want to add anything to that? If they go in, do you want to tell them where the station is?
Yes, I would like to add something to that Mr. Okay. Wright is in the process of writing his own book about Mrs. Adventure.
Oh, he is he? I didn't know about that.
No, it's very easy. If they're in the local area, you know, near the radio station, of course, everybody's welcome to come up. But to make it easier, it's 16 High Street, downtown Westerly, Rhode Island, 02891. And you'll see the sign outside. Come up to the stairs and you can come and pick up your book. I know there was a young lady who came here. I think it was like Monday or Tuesday, and I didn't catch who it was, but I know she had stopped up. I guess she won a book last week. So
that was our winner from last week. That's
oh, wonderful.
Right.
So you can do what she did. Or if you're outside the area at 1-800-930-2819, by all means, we don't mind sending it to you either. So either way, you can win the book.
Wonderful. Well, call in, folks, and that's for the first caller to call in and talk to Christopher. Now, we got a great show tonight, and we are going to talk about finding your soulmate. What's your career? What should you be doing? What is the right thing for you to be doing along your career? Now, let me ask you this. Do you long for true love? Are you tired of relationships that don't work? Well, our guest today, Sue Frederick, lifelong intuitive and author of the wonderful book, I See Your Soulmate, An Intuitive's Guide to Finding and Keeping Love, is going to help you to remember who you are, what you signed up for, and how to find the partner that you made a true love agreement with before this life began. Now, you can learn more about this wonderful girl, Sue Frederick, at her website, iseeyoursoulmate.com. Incredible girl. Now, I want to invite you all to call in and ask Sue your questions about your soulmates, about what your career maybe should be, anything that you want to know. Call in to the same number that we just mentioned about getting the book, and that number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, let me tell you again, 1-800-930-2819. And you can ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. You'll see the button there up on the top on the right-hand corner. And you can just submit your question in there, and we would be happy to pass that along to Sue. So without any further delay, Sue, welcome to Get Inspired Radio.
Oh, it's just a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you so much for inviting me.
I have to tell everyone, I was referred to you from one of our team, and they said, you've just got to check this girl out. She's so amazing. And then I heard you on my wonderful friend, Dr. Pat's show, and you know, I was hearing you answering the questions from the listeners, and you could just feel how healing it was for the listeners, what you were doing for them. And I have to thank you for that, because, you know, not a lot of people can cause that or create that healing and that feeling for people. So thank you for the work you're doing in advance of our show.
Well, thank you so much, Sue. And also, what you do is so healing. I mean, I was loving about that your book is called Soar Above It All, because I've looked at your path, my dear.
Yeah.
And you are here to be the angel above it all, shining your wisdom and grace on others. And that's exactly what you're doing. Well done.
Do you know, and you know, it's interesting. When I do a speaking event, people who are in that place, they'll come up to me and they'll say, do you know that you're an angel sent here? And I don't want to say this from an ego, but I know that is my mission.
Right.
And people will say to me that they see me glowing, or they see a halo over me when I speak. And, you know, there's not a greater feeling to know what your passion is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I mentioned about Mr. Right, my soulmate, Mr. Right, is along the journey with me. And, you know, we'll talk about that more later. But it's such a tremendous feeling when you find your soulmate, you're doing your passion, you are soaring, and that's what everyone is meant to be doing, correct?
And you know, Sue, yes, we're all capable of that, but many of us have to go through many of those soul nudges, bumps in the road, just like you went through, I went through in my life. I did not meet my soulmate, my ultimate soulmate, until I was turning 50. And now I've had the blessing of being with him for more than 10 years, but I had to go through all the things similar to you of losing my first husband from cancer and all sorts of stuff to get me to step up to my true work, to who I really am and what I came here to do, just like all of your challenges got you to step up to do this work in the world.
But don't you think that, I was reading that in your book, what you went through, and don't you think that, you know, everything happens for a reason?
It's meant to be.
Divine order is always, always in control here.
Exactly.
Can't see that.
Exactly. And that's what I wanted to bring out for everybody listening, that, you know, you might think that this, you've been dealt this really rotten, you know, hand of cards, but I can tell you everything that I went through, I would not change a thing. And when I share that, you know, when I share that with people, they're like, are you nuts? But it really brought me to where I am today, and I honestly wouldn't change a thing. Now, Sue, we have to go to commercial, but when we come back, can I get you to briefly share with everyone your story? We just kind of talked a little bit.
I'd be honored to do that.
Great. Well, folks, we're going to take a really quick break, and then when we come back, we'll get Sue to share more about her journey, and then we're going to take some of your calls and then help you to connect with your soulmate and get you doing your passion and along your journey. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. My guest today is Sue Frederick, and today, folks, she is helping you find your soulmate and help you with any of your career questions. This girl is amazing. Now, Christopher, I understand we have a winner of my book. Do you want to share who that is?
Yes, he's a very loyal sponsor to the radio station and an excellent harmonica player, and his name is Steven Sersosimo. He owns Granite Photo and the Granite Center in West Jersey. Just about everybody in our listing area knows him. He's not only famous for owning his own photo place, but he's also in a very popular band, and they just changed their name, so I'm sorry, I can't remember what it is. But he loves.
Well, you better
show.
Find out. You better have him call you back and tell you, and then we'll mail it.
Yeah, he'll have to call back and tell us. But he loves your show, and very happy to get the book. He's going to come on up and pick it up.
Well, great. Well, congratulations, Stephen, and all the best with your music and your business. Okay, now, Sue, share your story.
Well,
can you tell I can't get you out fast enough, right?
Well, you know, I write about it a lot in both of my books, I See Your Dream Job and I See Your Soulmate, that I grew up intuitive. I grew up in New Orleans, and I came from a long line of Creole Cajun women with the sight, as they called it.
Yep.
But growing up in the 50s with intuition and powerful precognitive dreams and things like that, it was not accepted in culture, in the mainstream world at all. Like,
yeah.
Today you can say I'm an intuitive and they don't go lock you up in an asylum.
But exactly, yeah.
in the 50s, they were still locking women up in the asylum seriously for having visions and dreams.
Wow.
And so I learned from my mother and all my mom's family, you know, it's okay that your dreams come true and you know things, but be quiet about it. It'll just get you in a lot of trouble.
Wow.
And so I spent a lot of my life trying to shut it down and just trying to fit in and try to be like everybody else, which, as you know, Sue, doesn't ever work.
Exactly. You create disease and all kinds of stuff, right?
Exactly right. And you create the soul nudge reinvention points that hit everyone that force us to wake up and remember who we are. And, of course, one of my major ones was when I was 29, and I was a Colorado Outward Bound mountaineering instructor trying to be strong and overcome challenges and inspire people. And my husband was diagnosed with colon cancer, and he was 33,
wow,
and I was 29, and,
wow,
you know, he died a year later, and we went through an extraordinary journey together trying to heal him. But, of course, the lesson was not about conquering and overcoming and healing. It was about surrender and learning the spiritual message that we are all souls on a journey. We come here on purpose. The physical world is our brief illusion. And I held him in my arms as he crossed over and saw his spirit leave his body. So I had the gift of knowing in every cell in my body that we are all spirits, that this journey in the physical world is temporary. And it had been in my head up until then, but the moment Paul died, it was in my soul and my heart and my cells. And I made it my intention to somehow figure out a way to make my living from that. It took me a long time. I was a journalist for a long time. But eventually I got to a point where I said, when all else is stripped away, I have to be who I came here to be and do the work I came to do, or I can't be here in this world anymore. And that's when I hung my shingle as a career intuitive, and my whole life changed for the better.
Mm-hmm. And you know, as I'm listening to you, I know my big aha moment was when I had my near-death experience. Mm-hmm. That showed me there was more to life when I wanted to cross over, because I couldn't understand. Here my intestine had burst, and I, you know, had been given 30 minutes to live, and a husband never came to see me, my first husband. And when I was ready to cross, because I thought, what's wrong with me? It was all about me, right? And it was my grandfather who stopped me and said, Susie, you need to go back. You've got millions of people and animals you need to help. And I thought, whatever, you know, but him I trusted. He was my best friend, and I trusted him, right? And I came back, and it's exactly what's happening. But like you, I experienced my dog, Rocky, who was like my little angel, helped me through all my challenges. He died in my arms. And my father-in-law, I was giving him Reiki. Both my husband, Ross, and I were giving him Reiki as he was crossing over, seeing their souls come out.
Yes.
There's nothing more powerful than when you have an experience like that, isn't there?
That's exactly right. It is the greatest gift. I mean, I train grief intuitive coaches now to help people make that journey of crossing over fearlessly, and also to help the loved ones left behind communicate directly with their departed, because the veils between the realms are getting thinner and thinner. We are all capable now of conversing directly to our departed loved ones, downloading our guidance from the highest guides, from the divine source, from God, whatever you want to call it. We're all capable of getting that information directly to us. And that's as the vibration speeds up more and more, this is what is happening. The veil is getting thinner and thinner, and people like us, Sue, are able to help other people realize that and connect to spirit.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I'm wanting everyone to hear this, okay? You all can do what Sue and I can do.
Exactly.
And so I'm really glad that you brought that up. Thank you for that. Now, I've got some people here that have some questions, but you have a bonus giveaway for a workbook. Do you want to tell everybody about that?
Yes, my soulmate book teaches you all about how to find true love and how to get your own life in alignment with your soul mission, just like we're talking about now, and how to move through these reinvention points that we're talking about. And if you would like to get the workbook that goes with it, that's your bonus gift. And today, all you have to do is go to www.iseeyoursoulmate.com/bonus, B-O-N-U-S, and you get to download my workbook. You can also buy my book on Amazon while you're at it, and get to enjoy the whole thing about finding true love and also finding your soul's mission.
And the name of your book is I See Your Soulmate, An Intuitive's Guide to Finding and Keeping Love. Great book,
right.
Everyone. I know, Sue, right now we're living in a hotel, my husband and I, while we're having a house built. And I've been walking around with your book, and you wouldn't believe how many people are saying, can I have her book? Can I have that book? So you've made quite the hit in our hotel, let me tell you that.
I'm happy to hear that.
You never know how or when people are going to find out about you. Now, we've got a question here. Her name is Catherine, and her birth date is June the 23rd, 1956, and she's giving the time. Do you want the time?
No, is it 56 at 1956?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the year. Yeah, so June 23rd. And her question is, what is in store for my career? That's what she's asking you.
Let me just get one second here. Why don't you, while you're doing this, while I'm adding up something here, why don't you ask her what she's doing for a living?
Okay, she is an author, a psychotherapist, and a consultant.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, I'm very happy to hear that because the path that she came in on has tremendous intuition. She's completely an open soul in the world and probably struggled for a long time getting her feelings hurt, sort of not understanding what all that intuition and sensitivity was about. But really, finally, I'm happy to hear that she's doing that work that you mentioned because that means she realized that her gifts are on purpose to help her heal other people. But in her work, she has to be sure that she's using her intuition and owning that, not kind of hiding it, saying I'm a psychotherapist or something, but really saying I'm an intuitive worker and using her gifts to read people's journeys. Next year, 2013 for her, is a major year of coming out of hiding, so to speak, where she's really got to step it up in the world more and get out and do more speaking and appearing in the world of media and all that sort of big stuff. Mm-hmm. And if she does that, there's money, big money coming to her in 2013.
Wow, well, that's good. And that is right. What you're saying. So we've got another one here from Stacy, and her birthday is July the 16th, 1990.
Okay.
And her question is, when is he coming? So I would her soulmate.
Right. Let me just feel this for a second.
Do you need to know what
she
does?
We have another really, really sensitive, all these sensitive, intuitive people are calling in, of course, because they resonate with this message.
Yeah.
And, and she's young, too. So here's what I have to say to you, Stacy. Most important thing for you right now is to focus on your own inner healing work, your own spirituality. There is true love coming, but one of the dangers in your journey is that you could lose yourself in other people because you care so deeply for other people, you connect so deeply to other people. In a relationship for you, you have to be very strong in yourself before that soulmate is allowed to stand beside you.
Very good.
And I'll tell you what, if you do that, Stacy, it's in about 2 years there is love in your life. But I want you to be very true to yourself and not lose yourself in this partner.
And you know, as you're saying that, I can add to that, I always would lose myself when I was with somebody.
Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason for me, probably the reason for you losing yourself, was that I was so connected to divinity and the higher realms that I really didn't understand how to function here in the physical world.
Yeah,
and I
sure.
looked for men who felt very confident in the physical world, like they could get things done and navigate it, and they were confident here. And I would cling to those men because they understood how to function here, and that was exactly wrong for me because those men were not spiritual. They were not connected to the divine.
Are we twins, girl, or what?
Yes, exactly. You know, and I don't want Stacy doing that.
Yeah, very good. Now, we've got a couple more here. Should we take one before the break and then come back? Okay, so this is for Natasha. And her birthday is December the 14th, 1978. Her question is, I'm in debt right now and I'm struggling. Could you tell me if I'll ever be able to pay it off and live comfortably one day? And if so, how will I pay it off?
Well, let me just look at something else here. Do we know what she's doing for a living?
Yeah, she's an administrator for a third-party disability company.
I got to turn things off. Sorry. My phone. I thought it was off.
Oh, that's technology for you tonight. That's what I was saying to Christopher.
I know, it's crazy today. Okay, so here's the thing. She needs to move into a different career, and that's why she's not able to pay these debts right now. And part of that is that the career she needs to move towards is more about helping people more in, you know, directly as a healer or a therapist or a counselor, something like that. And that's where the money is going to come to her. It's almost like she's kind of throwing away her true gifts in order to just make money and survive and pay off debts. Divine order says you only create great abundance when you do your true work in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's the opposite of what our culture tells us. Mm-hmm. But if she changes career and works more in the healing arts professions, even as a counselor or even a life coach, then she will be able to pay these debts, and they will be paid off exactly in 4 years.
4 years, okay. Very good. And so you see her with people versus animals?
Let me feel. Actually, yeah, she needs people. She needs more people in her life.
More people in her life. Okay, great. Well, why don't we take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back with more for you to help? Sound good? Okay, we're going to take that short break, folks. Call in. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, it's 1-800-930-2819. And be sure and ask your questions also through the instant feedback area on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radios, where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. I have Sue Frederick here today with us, folks, and she's helping you to find your soulmate and answer your questions about your career. Now, I want to invite you to call in. We're having some really interesting things happening with our technology, the phone lines. Christopher, we don't even want to go there, do we?
Well, I just want to say, whoever's calling at 1-800-930-2819, please tell us who you are, because there's a mysterious spirit, I think, that just keeps calling and just does not say anything.
Maybe he's kicking your butt about eating better, Christopher.
It could be. Who knows?
Tell the spirit that they don't need to use the phone lines, that we can hear them fine without the phone.
Well, I will tell them without using the phone, too.
And if you're a new listener and you're thinking we're totally up a tree here, folks, I promise you we're not. This is just welcome to our world of Get Inspired Radio.
Right.
The break you were saying you wanted to talk about my hubby Ross and I? Is that you wanted to do that, or do you want to take another call?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
In my book called I See Your Soulmate, I teach people how to understand their partner better so that they can really understand the karmic pattern of the soulmate agreement they made with this partner. In other words, whenever we fall in love, or even when we're in a bad relationship, it comes from a soulmate agreement that we made before the lifetime began. And what that means is that your posse of loved ones on the other side are all there with you before you incarnate down into the physical world, and you all get together and you say, I really, really love you. And when I bump into you down there, my intention will be to help you wake up, to remember who you are and live up to your soul's mission. That's what we agree to do when we get here. Sometimes when we get down here, those bumping into each other things are painful, heartbreak. It makes us wake up and ask important questions like, who am I? Why am I here? Helps us grow and evolve. And then we have some soulmates who come in to open their hearts and bring us home. And when I look at you two, Sue, you and your husband, Ross, you know, he has this beautiful, heartfelt energy that is the perfect complement for your your spirit. And the two of you together are here to do work in the world. You probably know that.
Yes.
But your relationship is based on doing work together for the world, for the planet. And it doesn't, you know, it's not like you would have even been able to meet each other when you were younger, because the work you're here to do is of such a spiritually evolved quality that you had to both go through your journeys in order to be able to come together later in your lives. And the relationship number of the two of you together that you carry together is a 4, and that means you can trust each other. You are always there for each other. There's a strength and an integrity to your bond.
Yes.
And open, honest communication, and you have always longed for that, Sue. And you
I have. Yeah, I've never had that. I've never had that before, Ross.
Yeah, that's so true. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, when you're saying how, you know, when the time came right for us to meet, I want to share with everybody, and I'll share it briefly because I want to give you hope by sharing this. I went through a lot. I had to heal myself after, you know, learning my first husband had this girlfriend for so many years and he was abusive, and I had to heal myself before I was ready. And when I was ready, I had this, you know, the right people came to guide me with how I was to meet Ross. And how I met him, it just blows my mind to this day still. I was asked to go to Toastmasters to work on myself, to build my confidence after abuse. And when I went there, and I thought, I didn't go right away, I dug my heels in. I'm a little bit strong-willed, as you probably know that, too. And so what happened, I'm not in denial, trust me.
And so what happened, I had a friend that said, get there, and I wasn't going. 9 months I dug my heels in. And then I ran into this lady who I had helped her husband. I gave him support with having colitis. And I ran into his wife 7 times in one day. And in that time, she said, what do you need? And of course, I'm in denial, right? I don't want to go there. And so I said, no, I don't need anything. It must be you. And so long story short, 7 times later, I admitted that I needed to find this phone number for Toastmasters. Mm-hmm. I come home to the phone ringing. She's phoning, giving me this number. The number was my future husband, Ross's cell phone number that was never listed anywhere.
Oh,
and,
great.
And his name is Ross. My favorite grand, well, I shouldn't say my favorite grandfather, my best friend, my mentor who stopped me in the tunnel, my grandfather's name was Ross. And Ross, my husband, his grandmother, his favorite grandmother, her name was Susie. And here are we are, Ross and Susie. So see how, like what you're saying, folks,
yep.
this is just to confirm what Sue is saying is exactly what happened for us. And I am very blessed to have him in my life.
In fact,
really
we can
good.
Say to all the listeners, if mm-hmm. today you are heartbroken, if somebody you think you were meant to spend the rest of your life with mm-hmm. has walked out on you or cheated on you or broken your mm-hmm. heart, I want you to know mm-hmm. that it's all perfectly in divine order as you set this lesson up for yourself before you came here. And now I promise you, if you can move through this with love, compassion, forgiveness, and spiritual perspective, which I know is hard at first, but eventually mm-hmm. you will get to an even greater love in your life, and you're going to reinvent your work and yourself right now, and that's all perfectly designed to get you to a completely new level of happiness and success and love in the future.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. And folks, if you have to listen to this show after, you can hear it archived to hear those words again if you didn't get it the first time. Because I know that was a big thing for me. Like I thought, okay, I'm 38 years old, and was that it for me? You know? And
I know. Well, I was 30 when my husband died in my arms.
Wow.
And, you know, I didn't have any children, and mm-hmm. here all my friends were getting married and having kids, and mm-hmm. I completely felt disconnected from the world. I felt like, mm-hmm. great, the person who I care about most is in the other higher heavenly realms. Mm-hmm. And my question was, why am I here, and mm-hmm. will I ever have love again? I thought I never would. Mm-hmm. And I needed to reinvent my career because we had been mountaineering instructors together, and that career was over. I was definitely mm-hmm. not going to go back to that because I had mm-hmm. shared it with Paul, and I was just done with it.
Yeah.
And so I went through that major first Saturn return reinvention point, mm-hmm. and it was very painful. I mean, we don't need to say that that's not painful, but when you can yeah. realize that your pain is on purpose to become your fuel to mm-hmm. do your great work in the world someday, mm-hmm. then you can embrace it and begin to move through it.
And life really, Ross will introduce me not as his wife, but as his adventure. And,
wow.
you know, that's a compliment to me because that's our life is an adventure. You know, every day is something new and something joyous. And, you know, that's how life should be. And everyone can have that is what I want to add to all you listeners.
That's right. That's right.
So I love having you on the show today, my friend. Oh, my gosh. I feel like we're kicking a lot of butt, but folks, we're doing it to you in a loving way.
That's right.
So why don't we take another one here?
Okay.
This is, okay, I apologize if I'm saying your name wrong. Jivan, Jivan, J-I-V-A-N, Jivan.
Okay.
And he works at a company in customer service as a representative.
Mm-hmm.
His birthday is August the 2nd, 1985.
Okay.
And his question is, I would like to know if this upcoming year will bring success and prosperity in both my career and my current relationship with my significant other.
Hmm. Well, what I'd like to say to him is that, first of all, he's got to recognize something in this Saturn return that he is now moving into is designed to wake him up to his highest self. And I want him to read my book because he's a 33 master soul. And I have to tell you, that's an extraordinary path. for you to have picked in this lifetime. It means that you have a clear channel to the divine. The reason you do customer service is really because people are drawn to you. You know how to open your heart and send them love and inner guidance and intuition, although that you call that customer service. What you're really doing is energy work with these people. And I want you to know that you are going to have to change your career in the next 3 years and step into a bigger kind of work where you directly work with people with this kind of healing intention and not just through customer service. So, yes, this career will make money for you, but there is a bigger career coming, and if your life feels like it's in turmoil in the next couple of years, remember that it's guiding you to step up to your master soul journey, embrace your spiritual self, own your intuition, and love right now can only move forward if that your spiritual path is shared together.
Okay, and now the caller Natasha that we had earlier is his significant other. Is it the two of them doing it together?
I put Tasha's page here, if I can't remember.
Because you were saying she was to be working with, she was to be working with people. That was December 14th, 1978 birthday.
Right. They are actually a very good match. She's capable of a lot of spiritual, she's a very highly evolved soul too. So tell Natasha, if she's listening, the two of you need to sort of embrace your spiritual work together, learn to meditate, sit together, share that every morning, and bring that into your life and work, and then all of this will work out.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. Was there anything else you wanted to share about Javon before we take that caller?
Actually, you know what? Natasha and Javon are both 33s. I thought Natasha was a 6. But I've just added it a third way, and she's actually a 33-6, just like him. Wow. So the two of you, I have to even doubly reinforce what I was just saying. Yeah. Not only is your 33 path unusual and rare and highly powered, but it's amazing to have the two of you together in a love relationship, and you're both on this 33 path. You have to get my book, I See Your Soulmate, to read about it and see how unusual this is that you've come together. And you definitely both have to live up to your spiritual agreements to do healing work in the world for this relationship to evolve to its fullest.
Perfect.
And I pray that you will.
And do we see wedding bells with them? Do we give our address to them for our wedding invitation?
You know,
I'm sure they're going to both kill me right now for sharing that.
Let me just say, you know, the thing about this world right now is that it's free will, even though we each come in with the huge soul mission. Mm-hmm. So right now, he is in a place of choice. He is in that Saturn return, moving into the whirlwind of change of Saturn return. If he chooses to move towards his spiritual self, his highest self, yes, there will be marriage and wedding. It's still hinging sort of on his choices over these
next couple
of years.
Okay, good. Well, we've got a caller. Can we take a caller now?
Sure.
Our phone lines are working now. This is wonderful. Christopher, do you want to bring on our caller? Is it Patty?
It's Patty from Canada.
Oh, my fellow Canadian. Welcome, Patty.
Hi, how are you?
Where in Canada are you from?
North Vancouver.
Oh, okay. Beautiful Vancouver.
What's your date of birth?
It's March 1965.
She said March 15th, 1965 is what she said.
Okay.
And what are you doing for a living?
I'm currently an esthetician.
Okay, so you have very creative, beautiful energy that you like to make people feel good and bring beauty and inspiration to them. But, honey, you are you're actually healing these women when you work with them. And someday in your future, let me see where you are in your journey. It's getting pretty close here. Are you interested in studying something like Reiki or energy work? Have you ever wanted to do that?
No, I've studied it, and I do it while I'm doing my facials.
Perfect. That's exactly right. But I would encourage you in the next few years to own that healing part of your work and even have a healing practice, as well as just saying you're here to do facials. I mean, it's almost like, you know, people go to you for a facial and they get healed. and somehow you have to make it so that they know they're coming to you for healing and spiritual counseling, because that's what you're actually doing. You're a very old, evolved, beautiful soul.
So she needs to add in her marketing that she's doing the healing and add the Reiki in there.
Yeah, I mean, definitely yeah. Not just advertise herself as doing facials. And are you, where are you in love and relationship, Patty?
Well, that was probably a big question. I married someone 3 years ago, and it's been, in my opinion, very negative. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. It's been kind of crazy that we have struggled so much.
Yeah. It feels like he's not as evolved as a soul as you are, and that, again, we're back to that free will choice point discussion. It's not you. The problem is him, whether he's going to choose to live up to his highest self or not, and it feels to me that he's not ready to do that. And it feels to me that in 2013, you will probably be reevaluating and possibly stepping out of this marriage.
Well, that's what I'm at, yeah.
Even if you do that, Patty, don't worry. There is true love in your future, and when you meet that partner, the way you're introducing yourself is you're saying, hi, I'm an energy worker and an alternative healer and this and that, and you're not just saying, hi, I'm a cosmetologist and I do facials. And that's when you're meeting your true soulmate.
Okay. Boy, Patty, does your journey ever sound like my past? It does, doesn't it, Sue?
Well, yeah, definitely.
No, I mean, listening to you guys, I know it was all for a purpose. I helped save his son, which he would have never seen the things that were coming or what happening.
Right.
So I do feel there was a purpose, but I also feel now it's time to move on to a different purpose.
You can't let your life and energy be dragged down in his negative energy.
Right, and that's what I'm feeling now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially Sue, with her being a healer. I know I'm a Reiki master, Patty, and I had a real hard time myself just getting through the day because I was feeling his energy so much it brought me down.
Right.
And Patty, when you and Sue are finished talking, give Christopher your address and we'll send a book out to you of my life story, and we'll get one to you, and then you can see how you and I are so parallel, my friend.
And also, Patty, go to my website and download my free workbook, too. It'll help you, and it's www.iseeyoursoulmate.com/bonus.
Yeah, that'll really help you as well.
So I see you.
Should...
I see you?
I See Your Soulmate. My book is called I See Your Soulmate by Sue Frederick, and if you can order it on Amazon or get it in a bookstore. But if you want my free workbook, you can go to www.iseeyoursoulmate.com/bonus.
And it's the letter I, not like E-Y-E. It's the letter
right.
I.
It's like I am. I am talking to you. I see your soulmate.
Okay.
Good. Well,
all right.
Thank you for calling in, Patty, and all the very best.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Sue, we couldn't have a show without you talking to my producer, Christopher.
I knew it.
Nothing like putting you on the spot, my friend.
Oh, I'm always ready for anything with the adventure.
We have fun, can you tell?
Sue is my sister in a former life. I want to make that very clear. So you can see we have a very brotherly and sisterly relationship. And
right.
My year and date of birth is April Friday the 13th, 1973.
You have an issue with that. You say that same birthday every way, you know, Friday the 13th.
Well, I think it's important that people know that because everybody gives a different reaction to it.
I think it's awesome.
But you know what energy I got from it right away was that it was like a joke. It's your prankster. You have very humorous, you have fun with people. And choosing that day to come in and be born on was part of that.
You know, a big savior to my, because I have a mind racer and I get stressed out about a lot of things. And a savior to that is my sense of humor. So you're absolutely right.
Right. Yep. And, you know, the other thing about you is that you have to do things your way. And, Chris, you should be doing things your way. I mean, I don't want to tell you to quit your job, but you really are here to, like, have your own show or your own business or something. You answering to a boss never goes well.
Well, you know what's, you know what's funny is it is WBLQ is my own business, unless you want to look at the fact that Washington Trust holds the note on it and I pay them a mortgage every month.
Well, then it's your business. That's perfect.
But you know what? Little by little, it's becoming more and more totally mine, and that's exactly how I feel. But you know what? I don't feel that WBLQ is totally mine, though, because even though I want to be in charge, I refer to myself as an introverted Aries, where I like to be in charge, I like to be in control, but I don't like people around me to know that.
Right. And you do it with humor too, and playfulness, which is a beautiful way to lead and manage and guide people. And again, that's even reflected in your date of birth. And, you know, you have a beautiful, completely clear energy and path here. And all I would say is that over the next 5 years, just keep getting stronger and stronger in your own voice and your own self. And we will get to hear your own show someday and read your own books. You're just moving down this path beautifully.
And did you want to add something in there about his eating habits too, Sue?
I didn't want to add anything, but
I do.
I know you do.
Chris, no, here's the thing. You cannot tell this man what to eat or he will eat the opposite. The only way he's going to ever eat healthy is when he reaches a turning point that says, I will do this for me now.
All right.
And up until now, he hasn't hit that.
I know we're running short on time, but a message to Sue and a message to my dad, because he's just as bad as Sue is. Tell me to eat rare hamburgers, chocolate, and all of that stuff. Tell me to eat that stuff, and maybe that will help me do the opposite.
That's right. That's exactly right. Sue, listen to me. This is how you have to talk to him. You have to do the opposite of what you want him to do.
Oh, you know, I have to laugh because I have a grandson like that. So my grandson is kind of like, I practice on him before I work with Christopher.
That's great.
I didn't know that.
Oh, the joys. Is there anything else that you want to add, Sue, about our wonderful Christopher?
Like to say for any listener, I just want to say, if you are in a place in your life right now where you are struggling to find your true meaningful work, or you've lost a job, or you've lost a love and you're feeling heartbroken and unlovable, I want to say that this moment is your gift, that you will someday look back at this and say, wow, I couldn't have found all this happiness and success and love if I hadn't gone through that. And the way you get through it is you focus on this spiritual, divine perspective. You learn to meditate or pray and ask for intuitive guidance. You read books like my books and Sue's book.
Yeah.
I See Your Soulmate, and her book is Soar Above It All. And those kinds of books will help you look at your life in a different perspective. And then remember, you came here on purpose to do something great. And the minute you really move in that direction, everything falls into place.
Thank you so much, Sue. It's been
Thank
a pleasure
you.
Having you.
Thank
Folks, check out Sue, work with her, buy her book, iseeyoursoulmate.com. Buy my book, learn about me, AskSueLondon.com. Oh my gosh, we're out of time. I want to thank my very special guest today, Sue Frederick, for being with
thank
us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Get Inspired Radio. Please join me every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Next week, we've got Becky Hawkins with us, and the topic is What the Dying Can Teach Us About Living. On behalf of my amazing guest, Sue Frederick, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Yes.
Some talk radio networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low, without regard for another's journey. They focus on the problem and not the solution. Other networks tune in to the highest vibration possible to help us live life full out.
I'm Chris Stanis.
To help us stand in our yes.
I'm Sue London.
And cultivate a platform for positive change.
I'm Karen Hager.
These networks don't come often.
I'm CJ Liu.
But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve anything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned with bombarding us with bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned with sensationalizing an individual's setbacks or challenges.
Powerful, inspiring.
These networks focus on amazing, innovative broadcasting.
You can learn a lot.
They provide a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent educational information.
Everyone's a team player.
These networks are tailored for an empowered, active, and diverse radio listening audience.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
They help us rise up.
True empowerment.
Create a strong foundation so we can stand powerfully in our yes.
Epic social change.
They invite us to thrive, appreciate our lives, and create the amazement we call ourselves.
The urge to grow.
These innovative networks remind us that everything is possible.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
That nothing is limited. That our lives are much more than anything our minds would have us to believe.
Let us inspire you.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives and live in the moment of every breath we take. Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Won't you join Transformation Talk Radio? And let's change the world together. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.